Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom podstawowy. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do trzeciego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Today I'm talking to Tom Billings, who is going to stay at a place far away from civilization. Tom, can you tell our listeners what you're going to do there?
Hi everyone. In just 4 days, I'll be starting work in Antarctica. The last few days have been crazy as I've been making preparations for living far away from civilization for 5 months.
How did you manage to get a job there?
Well, working in Antarctica has always been my dream. So when a job position was announced in March, I immediately applied. A month later, I got a reply informing me that they couldn't hire me. However, just 4 months after that, I received an email that basically said, "When is the earliest that you can join us?" I replied I could be there in a week. I immediately packed my stuff and I left the tropical island which had been my home for the summer.
Just a week ago you were enjoying the tropical sun. Are you ready for the incredibly low temperatures in Antarctica?
Well, it will be quite a challenge. Currently the forecast for my arrival day is minus 35 degrees Celsius. Fortunately, my employer has provided me with all the items necessary for survival in the freezing cold. These include 4 warm jackets, 11 pairs of gloves, and 3 pairs of boots.
So what will your responsibilities be while working in Antarctica?
I will train scientists in how to deal with the dangers and unpredictable weather in Antarctica. We will be going to a campsite which is located 3 kilometers from the base, and camping a few nights on ice while I train them how to stay safe and healthy. We will be isolated from the base, and some of the scientists are a bit anxious about this, but I can't wait to see the snow, ice and rocks. And of course, the penguins. I've been longing to see all of it.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Today I'm talking to Tom Billings, who is going to stay at a place far away from civilization. Tom, can you tell our listeners what you're going to do there?
Hi everyone. In just 4 days, I'll be starting work in Antarctica. The last few days have been crazy as I've been making preparations for living far away from civilization for 5 months.
How did you manage to get a job there?
Well, working in Antarctica has always been my dream. So when a job position was announced in March, I immediately applied. A month later, I got a reply informing me that they couldn't hire me. However, just 4 months after that, I received an email that basically said, "When is the earliest that you can join us?" I replied I could be there in a week. I immediately packed my stuff and I left the tropical island which had been my home for the summer.
Just a week ago, you were enjoying the tropical sun. Are you ready for the incredibly low temperatures in Antarctica?
Well, it will be quite a challenge. Currently, the forecast for my arrival day is minus 35 degrees Celsius. Fortunately, my employer has provided me with all the items necessary for survival in the freezing cold. These include 4 warm jackets, 11 pairs of gloves, and 3 pairs of boots.
So what will your responsibilities be while working in Antarctica?
I will train scientists in how to deal with the dangers and unpredictable weather in Antarctica. We will be going to a campsite which is located 3 kilometers from the base and camping a few nights on ice while I train them how to stay safe and healthy. We will be isolated from the base, and some of the scientists are a bit anxious about this. But I can't wait to see the snow, ice and rocks. And, of course, the penguins. I've been longing to see all of it.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One. Hi, John. I know you enjoy using your digital camera to take pictures and record videos when you go cycling. Well, I'm taking my family on a road trip around Europe this summer, and I think I should get a good camera for the trip. Maybe you could tell me what to look for. Are there any cameras that you particularly recommend? Please call me back when you have a few minutes to spare. Two.
I love taking my family on long road trips during the summer holidays. While we're travelling, my husband usually sleeps a lot. The kids play games or watch films, and I listen to music. I've got a high-quality sound system in my car. If I get a bit sleepy when I'm behind the wheel, I put on upbeat songs, and that always helps. I also stop regularly at petrol stations to get some coffee.
Three. Well, you see, it all begins when Olive learns that she has qualified for a beauty contest in California, and her family sets off in their van to get her there. The main characters, played brilliantly by famous actors, include her anxious mother, her forgetful father, her naughty brother, and her funny uncle who always wakes up too late. Along the way, the van breaks down and they end up leaving Olive at a petrol station. And that's not the end of their problems. Believe me, the ending is quite surprising. Go and find out for yourself. I've already seen it twice. Four.
Well, my father loved taking us on trips during the summer holidays. Once he rented a huge camper van. We were all so excited when we set off and thought that we would reach our destination without any difficulties. But the first bridge we came to was too low for our vehicle. By the time we managed to turn around, there was a huge traffic jam behind us, and some drivers started shouting at us. I felt so embarrassed.
5. Hello. It's nice to see you all at the beginning of your trip across Alaska. Before you get into your cars, I'll explain the details of your tour. Please check your progress on Google Maps. You can also join our group on social media to communicate with each other on the way. If you have any problems, you can contact either me or our office at any time. We're here to help you.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1. Hi, John. I know you enjoy using your digital camera to take pictures and record videos when you go cycling. Well, I'm taking my family on a road trip around Europe this summer, and I think I should get a good camera for the trip. Maybe you could tell me what to look for. Are there any cameras that you particularly recommend? Please call me back when you have a few minutes to spare.
I love taking my family on long road trips during the summer holidays. While we're traveling, my husband usually sleeps a lot. The kids play games or watch films, and I listen to music. I've got a high-quality sound system in my car. If I get a bit sleepy when I'm behind the wheel, I put on upbeat songs, and that always helps. I also stop regularly at petrol stations to get some coffee.
Three. Well, you see, it all begins when Olive learns that she has qualified for a beauty contest in California, and her family sets off in their van to get her there. The main characters, played brilliantly by famous actors, include her anxious mother, her forgetful father, her naughty brother, and her funny uncle who always wakes up too late. Along the way, the van breaks down and they end up leaving Olive at a petrol station. And that's not the end of their problems. Believe me, the ending is quite surprising. Go and find out for yourself. I've already seen it twice. Four.
Well, my father loved taking us on trips during the summer holidays. Once he rented a huge camper van. We were all so excited when we set off and thought that we would reach our destination without any difficulties. But the first bridge we came to was too low for our vehicle. By the time we managed to turn around, there was a huge traffic jam behind us, and some drivers started shouting at us. I felt so embarrassed.
Five. Hello. It's nice to see you all at the beginning of your trip across Alaska. Before you get into your cars, I'll explain the details of your tour. Please check your progress on Google Maps. You can also join our group on social media to communicate with each other on the way. If you have any problems, you can contact either me or our office at any time. We're here to help you.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
1. Have you ever wanted to disappear into a cave for a week or two, but you just didn't know where to find one? Now it is easy. Our booking website has just added new search categories. You can now book places such as caves, castles, treehouses, or windmills, and search for things like amazing pool, grand piano, or national park. This update is available starting today. Would you like to travel somewhere extraordinary? Take a look on the internet during your lunch break.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Have you ever wanted to disappear into a cave for a week or two, but you just didn't know where to find one? Now it is easy. Our booking website has just added new search categories. You can now book places such as caves, castles, treehouses, or windmills, and search for things like amazing pool, grand piano, or national park. This update is available starting today. Would you like to travel somewhere extraordinary? Take a look on the internet during your lunch break. Two. That's a nice travel mug. How long have you had it?
Actually, it's new. I bought a travel mug just like this one about 10 years ago and used it until the plastic broke. When I wanted to replace the mug, I discovered they didn't make them anymore.
Oh, so how did you get this one?
Well, a month ago, I told my son how sad I was about the mug. Not long after that, I got a package in the mail. You'll never guess what was in it, or maybe you will.
The mug?
Yes. I have no idea where he was able to buy it. And it wasn't even my birthday or anything.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
That's a nice travel mug. How long have you had it?
Actually, it's new. I bought a travel mug just like this one about 10 years ago and used it until the plastic broke. When I wanted to replace the mug, I discovered they didn't make them anymore.
Oh, so how did you get this one?
Well, a month ago, I told my son how sad I was about the mug. Not long after that, I got a package in the mail. You'll never guess what was in it, or maybe you will.
The mug?
Yes. I have no idea where he was able to buy it. And it wasn't even my birthday or anything.
Three. I'm sure you've heard of Black Friday and Cyber Monday, which take place every year. These shopping days were created to motivate consumers to spend lots of money on various products and services. However, there is another day called Giving Tuesday. On that day, people are encouraged to do something good for others. Giving Tuesday always follows Black Friday and Cyber Monday, so it is held either on the last Tuesday of November or the first Tuesday in December. Apart from giving money, there are many other ways to take part in Giving Tuesday. If you're looking for ideas, some are suggested on the Giving Tuesday website.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
I'm sure you've heard of Black Friday and Cyber Monday, which take place every year. These shopping days were created to motivate consumers to spend lots of money on various products and services. However, there is another day called Giving Tuesday. On that day, people are encouraged to do something good for others. Giving Tuesday always follows Black Friday and Cyber Monday, so it is held either on the last Tuesday of November or the first Tuesday in December. Apart from giving money, there are many other ways to take part in Giving Tuesday. If you're looking for ideas, some are suggested on the Giving Tuesday website. Four.
Teresa, a young actress from Miami, was on vacation in the Bahamas. One day she was on a boat planning to dive with the dolphins swimming around. She wanted to leave her cell phone on the boat and was just giving it to a friend when it slipped out of her hand and landed in the sea. To Teresa's surprise, one of the dolphins dived down after the phone and within minutes was back with it in its mouth. Teresa was so amazed that she immediately wanted to post this story on her social media. Unfortunately, she couldn't switch the phone on, so she had to wait until she got home.
5. Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Teresa, a young actress from Miami, was on vacation in the Bahamas. One day she was on a boat planning to dive with the dolphins swimming around. She wanted to leave her cell phone on the boat and was just giving it to a friend when it slipped out of her hand and landed in the sea. To Teresa's surprise, one of the dolphins dived down after the phone and within minutes was back with it in its mouth. Teresa was so amazed that she immediately wanted to post this story on her social media. Unfortunately, she couldn't switch the phone on, so she had to wait until she got home.
5. And now our weekly film review. This time it's a science fiction movie entitled Arrival. The main character is played by a famous American actress. In the film, she is a linguist who is hired by the United States military to communicate with creatures from another planet and find the answer to the big question, why have they come to Earth? I'm not going to tell you more about the story. The film is absolutely worth 116 minutes of your time. Just go and see it, and you won't regret it.
6. Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
And now our weekly film review. This time it's a science fiction movie entitled Arrival. The main character is played by a famous American actress. In the film, she is a linguist who is hired by the United States military to communicate with creatures from another planet and find the answer to the big question, why have they come to Earth? I'm not going to tell you more about the story. The film is absolutely worth 116 minutes of your time. Just go and see it, and you won't regret it.
7. Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.